World Series.
California wins it. Prado's walk-off.
That was a walk-off hit on ESPN for the kids from Huntington Beach, California. They beat Japan by a final score of 2-1 in the game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05. August the 29th, we have blown through this month just like we rode those Harleys from here to hell and back. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And our show is streaming live at KCNR1460.com, but we also can get into the chat room. And get in the chat room and just kind of like let it go. The only thing we have, only rules we have, and there's civility. It's not be calling each other names. Of course, a Bad Bob is here.
Greetings, sir, and welcome back safe and sound.
Well, I'm safe, not sure how sound.
We got 68 degrees right now. It'll be sunny and hot today, high brushing the century mark. Probably we may or may not hit triple digits, depending on where you are. Clear tonight, low around 62. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a little bit cooler, high predicted of 97. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, 474-5546. Or for reservations out there. It's cooler up there. They have lunches. Thursday nights they have pizzas. Just outstanding food. Chef John Stadelli has been there since the opening and has provided nothing but the most exquisite, the best food ever. It is up there. I'm just having a little trouble this morning with my mouth here, wrapping it around words. But it is a great place to go to. It's just a short ride out of Palo Cedro. And the service is great. And like I said, the ambiance is just outstanding. Now, Linda, I'm not going to tell you she's on assignment. She's not. She's recovering from 1,000 miles of motorcycle riding in 4 days that we had not planned on. So what happened? We headed up to Yellowstone. This is going to be our big vacation here. Leave Thursday after the show, and we left with our good friends, Rick and Pam Hill and the Blankenships, and B and Dave and Howard. And as we took off, we headed for Yosemite. We had places there at the Cedar Lodge. So as we're driving up there, everything is great. Everything is working. We pull into Yosemite Park, and there is no sign, nothing, until you stop there to pay your money to get into Yosemite Park. And the lady says, well, by the way, we've shut down Road 120. There's a fire, which shuts down Cedar Lodge. How bad a fire? Well, it seemed like an RV was driving down the road and had run into something or had ridden off the road, or there was an accident, and it caught on fire. The propane tanks blew. And now Yellowstone was on fire. Yosemite was on fire. So we hung around there for a little bit, turned around, went down to Glowerwood and got rooms that night, and experienced some of the worst karaoke in the world that evening at a place to eat, and then headed the next day to Tahoe. Well, we get up to Tahoe at the end of the day, and to make a long story, and it's too late now for that, to make a long story short, we came back yesterday. And yesterday was 10 hours on the bike. So Linda, this morning, when I left, was saying, are we still going 70 miles an hour? Are we still going 70 miles an hour? But no, hon, we're not doing 70 miles an hour. We made it back last night. So anyway, we're glad to have made it back. We want to thank Mark Beecham so much for taking the show for us for Friday. so we could get away. You know, we got much further away than we thought we were going to do. We thought we were going to go to one spot and stay there. And by the way, Yosemite is beautiful. It was open. The canyon was open, and what a beautiful place it is. And the ride, we saw some of the most beautiful country as we rode up over the pass there, and it's 10,000 feet and a beautiful lake, and then down the other side into Tahoe. Again, beautiful, beautiful country. And where else can you go live in a state that you can go to such, from just beautiful mountain passes when there's still snow up there, to coming down where it's 104 degrees as you're blown across across the Chico area and down there in Marysville and those. Okay, before we take a break, let's go to Kathy from Wells Fargo.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 170 points at 11,454. The S&P 500 is positive 19 at 1196, and the NASDAQ is positive 46 at 2526. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 28 cents at $8.04, and Pfizer up 64 cents at $18.85. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 12 cents at $3.58, and Tri-Counties Bank is up 2 cents at $12.81. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices today, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.61%. Over in commodities, we are finding crude oil up $1.76 at $87.13. Gold is down $6.70 at $17.90.60, and silver is down 28 cents at $40.71. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you, Kathy. There's some good news going there. Hey, we're going to take a couple breaks. We're going to come back. We have some commentary here. Frank DeLucia will be here for my outdoor buddy. And then our People of Progress will be here later on to talk about what's going on in the city and in the county from their point of view. This is Carl Lindebot, 7-Eleven, August the 29th. This is Free Fire Radio.
Folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. the gift of a lifetime.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bad Bob. I needed that. Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, 7:15 in the morning on August the 29th. It's like 68 degrees out there. It's going up to, I think it's like one of the last hotter days we've had here this week. Linda is on recovery mode from 1,000 miles on a motorcycle, plus trying to recover everything we'd had on that motorcycle. Okay, let's start talking about what's going on. First of all, let's have a big round of applause for the Huntington Beach Little League team who won, beat the defending champions Japan, and beat them 2-1 on a bases-loaded single in the bottom of the sixth inning, which is all they play in Little League. And, you know, here's something I didn't realize. I know that the Americans had, you know, had been coming on strong in the last few years, but they have won six out of the last seven. Our country's won six out of the last seven World Series. And when we say World Series with Little League, you mean World Series. They play teams from all over the world. The international teams come in and they win, have their tournaments, and whoever wins that wins the tournament that are for the American teams. So the Americans could be playing Nicaragua, Japan, they could be playing China, they could be playing any country, which is so much unlike our World Series when it comes to grown-up baseball. World Series really is whatever the United States wants it to be, maybe a team from Canada. And the Super Bowl, it's the United States. But I guess it could be his reason is that they have no real teams beyond Little League as far as baseball goes throughout the world. And, of course, football is our version of football is just not quite as exciting to other countries as their version of football, which, of course, is soccer. But anyway, for our kids from Huntington Beach, a big shout out there. You know, something else I saw in the paper that it was a letters to the editor. So I have to talk about it just a little bit. And they're congratulating this this past June, Walt Roy of Reading, who is in a wheelchair, who was a wheelchair bowler, won the National Wheelchair Bowling Championship in Brockton, Massachusetts. This was his fifth time winning the tournament, in which bowlers from all over the country participated. Hey, this was great, too. I mean, he is the champion in the National Wheelchair Bowling Championships. I mean, that's, you know, that's great, too, when you don't hear that. Now, that was the good news. You ready for the other news? It seems that Brown is no different than any rest of his counterparts or his cronies. He appoints favorites from his party, the Democratic Party, to many of those plum jobs. If they were a fellow Democrat political supporter and appointee, they were appointed, linked with, can you believe this, powerful labor groups that helped install him in office. I know that's hard to believe. But the public employee unions representing nurses, teachers, firefighters, and other workers spent over spent millions of dollars in the 2010 campaign. And so far, Brown has placed a string of appointees with ties to those unions and prominent jobs that intersect with labor. I'm getting this out of the Record Searchlight, which is getting it off, of course, the AP. But what it says is the state agency that negotiates worker contracts is now headed by the former champion of the prison guards union and the chief lawyer for the agency that settles disputes between workers and state managers has ties to the powerful National or California Nurses Association. They're getting a big bang for their buck there. It looks like he's putting them in everywhere. And you kind of get the feelings that good best man for the job has nothing to do with it. If you spent the money, if you're the union, he's going to make the appointee. What can you say with that? Okay. You know, Irene. Bad Bob, did you follow Irene at all?
Somewhat, only from a weather perspective, as you know, it's interesting.
Did you get a feeling that it was like oversold?
I think, well, this is what's called silly season in the news. They're desperate for something because we're kind of between the political cycle. The run-up to the 2012 hasn't really gotten traction yet. So anything that remotely resembles news, the agencies just go absolutely bats over. And this is a perfect example. It could have been really bad, but as it turns out, it was rough. But I mean, people overreacted.
There were 9 people killed that I know of. Now that's bad, but I'm not sure. But I'm not sure where they were killed, if they were in the United States, or if it was, as it's working its way through here. And there was billions of dollars worth of damage. But it kind of felt the way they were going like this, and the way they were doing evacuations, that we were going to have like tidal waves coming into New York City. That in fact they stopped the today. I believe, unless they changed it, all the subways and everything was not going to run because of this. But now it seems like, you know, much, you know, what is that? A lot of storm and little
action. About nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but still, anybody, but, you know, billions of dollars worth of damage is still billions of dollars worth of damage, and so it did something. So if they overreacted, that's what's going to happen. Because we've been caught twice underreacting, and it's caused nothing but problems. But it just seems to me, just by watching the news and in a couple of the things, that they were really pushing it there at the end, and it wasn't there.
A friend of mine who was in the news business says he always wanted to be the guy in the blue jacket in front of the camera with the hurricane blowing at, 70 miles an hour and hanging on, and it's really rough out here.
Well, do you remember the time the woman was in the, we're having terrible flooding, and she's in that kayak, and they're photographing her in a kayak. Just then this guy walks by where she's there in the kayak. It was less than his knees. And it was just hilarious. And it was just made her look like a fool.
Not too hard.
Yeah, well, in this case. Okay, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the, let's talk about approval ratings for our president, our Congress, directions the country's going on. And if you, hey, California is important jackasses. That's what we really need, huh? And we're paying to do it. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning, August the 29th. We'll see you right after these messages.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
On the river.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get 2 for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get 3. For $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it. And when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only place that you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl on the Bot. It is 7:25 in the morning, August the 29th. The weather is, 69 degrees there, right, Bad Bob?
Yeah, it's going to start warming up here now that the sun has made an appearance, but we're looking at 69 around town right now, sir.
Okay, great. Okay, let's talk about approval ratings. Look at different approval ratings. I just kind of go by this one group. It's not town hall. It's something else. But they've been, I thought, overly fair with the president. But today when I checked it, Obama's his approval rating is at 43%. His disapproval rating is at 53%, which is pretty huge. He's dumped like 40 points here in the last 2 months. Congressional job approval. You ready for this one, Bad Bob? What do you think, what percentage of the population approves of what Congress is doing?
Oh, Congress? Yeah. I would say it's in the teens somewhere.
Give me a guess.
I'd say about 17 to 19%.
Wrong! It's 12%.
Oh, they dropped out of the teens.
Yeah, they dumped out of the teens to 12%, 84%. I don't know what the other, I guess the other 6% don't have a, I don't have any idea what, if they're doing a good job or a bad job. The direction the country is going in. Okay, now you can guess this. What's the percentage of the people that you think that believe the country's going in a good direction?
25.
Wrong! 18.6.
Ooh, this is not looking good.
74.4 believe we're going in the wrong direction. Now, what can you say about that when you see numbers like that? And it's coming up to be an election.
I would venture that some of this is self-fulfilling prophecy from all the gloom and doom that is being shoveled out.
Well, right
there
now.
There is bad news,
right,
but
now,
I think it's feeding itself.
Right now, President Obama is losing heavily from whites, from women. Okay, that's and I tell you what, that is a powerful, powerful voting. And liberals. He's losing support from all three of those groups, all of which, of course, voted to put him in. So I think, and I don't see, unless there's some kind of miracle with the economy, and I don't see that happening. Not when every time you turn around, there's something else happening, something else happening, something else happening. I see us still in three wars spending trillions of dollars. The one in Libya may be soon over. I'm not sure. I think we're still spending around $1 million a day. But in the midst of all of that, with the 2 minutes left we have, I want you to know, as if we don't have enough asses already in California, we are starting to import them. That's right. We are starting to move Hawaiian donkeys to California. All right, Hawaiian donkeys have overrun parts of the islands. It appears that these are the descendants of those ones they had working on the plantations. They don't need them anymore. But they have no enemies. They're friendly. People seem to like them. And they breed like donkeys. So now where it used to be 10 or 12 of these little cute animals coming down into towns, they've got 600 or 700 of them. So they don't want to euthanize them, as they say. So what are they going to do with them? Well, they're going to capture the males and perform a procedure to make them healthier, happier, live longer lives. It's called castration. And that's what it's called. That's exactly taking it right out of the Humane book there. And then the Humane Association of America is going to start importing 160 to 170 donkeys to California. This is where they're going to handle this problem. So here in California, where we don't have enough asses, we're getting more.
Is this a taxpayer expense?
Well, I'm sure it's at some kind of grant. I'm sure it's someplace in there. This, you know, if you think about it, no, this just gets even better. Is I can see going to Hawaii for vacation, but coming to California for vacation? No, I don't think so. When they come here, I mean, isn't this going to be cruel and unusual punishment? Carl and Linda Bott, as if we didn't have enough, we're importing more. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Hurricane Irene isn't dampening the mood on Wall Street this morning. Better than expected news on the U.S. economy helping to boost the markets today. A possible merger between two of Greece's leading lenders also pushing stocks higher. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 183 points. Strong demand for autos pushed consumer spending to a five-month high. Spending rose 0.8% in July, surpassing the economist's forecast. Personal income also got a boost last month. That number fell in line with expectations. The data seemed to be supporting views that the economy may not fall back into recession. And as the ripple effect of Hurricane Irene continues, the damage tallies are coming in less than expected. The total damages may be about $7 billion. That is according to the Kinetic Analysis Corporation. The three states forecast to have the greatest total damage are New Jersey, New York, and North Carolina. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, August the 29th. Linda is in recovery mode from 1,000 miles on the motorcycle. Okay, quick recap. We got out of here on Thursday morning, made it to Yosemite, and had a nice trip up there. Pulled into Yosemite through the park, and they told us that where we were staying at, the Cedar Lodge, was currently under fire. In the fires. RV had crashed, the propane tanks had exploded, and where you could go into the valley and see Yosemite, that one road, 120, was blocked off. As it turns out, as we started down the valley, the smoke was so thick we had to turn around and come back anyway. The fire did not end. They evacuated over 500 rooms out of that area in the Cedar Lodge and another place down there. So you had 500 rooms full of people out looking for places to stay. You had kids going down to campgrounds there. I mean, like busloads of them that had no place to stay. It was what you'd call quite the mess. So, yeah, we got out of there and spent the night in Glowerville and then headed over to Tahoe and then back. So it ended up being not a couple of relaxing days in Yosemite, looking at all the bears and hiking and, sitting and looking at the waterfalls. It ends up being 1,000 miles on a motorcycle. But we did see beautiful terrain. We had great friends with us. So, that trip was a trip worth it. Yes, but it was, yesterday on that last 10 hours, I mean, you're coming home. You just got to get there. It's not like, oh, let's just stop and get there tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. Anyway. Okay. Our guest is Frank Galusha. And Frank has one of our radio shows. And what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is having everybody that has one of our shows, one of our community shows, on the air with you. So we can kind of reintroduce and let everybody in the audience during the week take a look and listen to them and see how come we're so proud to have them on our station. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, if you like to ride motorcycles, you should go over to that motorcycle rally they're going to have over at Blue Lake Casino on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's going to be a huge event.
Well, I tell you what, Frank, if I could get my leg over the motorcycle at this point, I might just do that.
Well, the exciting thing for us right now is hunting season is coming up. Dove season starts on Thursday. And by the way, we have a hot dog, I should say a hot outdoor dog photo contest going at myoutdoorbuddy.com. And if you want to win $25 and a 25-pound bag of loyal pet food, you might as well enter a photo. You got 2 or 3 days to do it.
Okay, now how do
there's
you,
lots. Okay, there's you, lots more ahead for Labor Day, Carl.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then My Outdoor Buddy's been around a long time now.
Well, My Outdoor Buddy began broadcasting on January 8th with KCNR, and we've had a great time doing it, and we love reporting the fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
But your website, though, has been, you've had, I don't know, when I look at it, there's just, thousands and thousands of people that love this website.
Oh, yeah. We've been at that for about 6 years, so we've been gathering the news of all over the North State and Southern Oregon now.
Okay. So your latest, then, is with the dog, the outdoor dog?
Well, we're just having some fun because of the hunting season coming up. We're having an outdoor dog photo contest and a couple of prizes that are well worth taking a chance and maybe winning. We got a lot of entries, so the competition is stiff.
Okay. Now, your show is on 6 to 7 every Saturday morning.
Right, and 6 to 7 Saturday morning.
And you have experts from all different types of outdoor hunting and fishing that are there to talk with you.
Right. We try to cover the major fishing and hunting issues, the issues that affect our freedoms.
So some examples of that would be?
Well, the biggest issues right now are locally is the fact that we have a killer looming over Clark Reservoir. The energy regulators and the resource agencies are just uncompromising about that, Carl. They won't sit down and talk with the local organizations that want to operate those hydropower facilities and help the fish with some improvements on the habitat there. The agencies simply want to get a few more miles of stream, and they're willing to blow up a beautiful reservoir and take down two clean hydro plants in order to get it. And I think it's time for the resource agencies and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to sit down at the table and talk with these ranchers down in the Old Cow Creek and South Cow Creek watersheds.
Yeah, so this has a severe impact on them.
Well, it hurts. It hurts our fishermen. It hurts our community of Whitmore. It could put a dagger in their heart to have that reservoir destroyed. That's about the only major attraction they have up there besides the or one of the farms, some of the farms and ranches that sell produce and flowers and stuff like that. So it's mm-hmm. it's bad. And another big issue, Carl, is up on the Scott River, where the Department of Fish and Game has been given great credit recently for rescuing thousands of coho salmon. Well, the truth is, coho salmon really don't belong in the Scott River Valley up by Wairika. It gets too hot there in the summer and late fall, and all the streams dry up naturally, or a lot of them dry up naturally, and we're trying to save coho, a fish that's a coastal species from up there, all because they got introduced after the construction of some of the dams on the Klamath River. They made the hatchery produce 75,000 fingerling coho salmon. So, the salmon have come back to their home naturally, and so now they're inhabiting the Scott River Valley. But there was never many there to begin with back in the pioneer days. And we're just trying to do something ridiculous, all because of the ESA. And by the way, the ESA, which is the Endangered Species Act, that's nothing but another killer. It has saved nothing, as far as I'm concerned, is abused and overused. And it's actually a danger to our outdoor freedoms.
Well, and we got to take a break here. But, when I was up there with Wairika and talking to the people about what was going on up there in the valley and these water wars, that was one of the things that struck me as being so strange, is that the coho salmon aren't even native to that area.
No.
Yet we are not being able to put trout into streams, into lakes, in different spots of California, as we've been doing for over 100 years, because they are not natural. They could take over, and yet we've been doing it 100 years. Nothing's happened. The frogs are still alive, and yet we stop that, and yet we push all over a non-native species, and we're going to destroy people's lives and their works and their ranches for a non-native species.
Right, and the truth is, Carl, that if there were some coho in that area in older days, but they were never in great abundance. So it's not a fishery we should be trying to save.
Okay, all right, we got to take a quick break. Frank, you understand these, I know. Okay, this is Carl Lindebot, 7:42 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Frank Galusha from My Outdoor Buddy.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront, helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, 5starbank.com. 5 Star Bank, Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the bot, Linda is recovering. 7:46 in the morning, August the 29th. 605-4567 is our phone line. And, of course, we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Frank Lucia, who has My Outdoor Buddy, a show that's on KCNR Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, and it is a great show. Hey, you know what, Frank, you address everything but fishing, hunting, anything you can think of. You've got your fingers in it.
Yeah, I try to, and, we have some great fishing coming up right now, too, Carl. You name it, we've got it.
Well, you had said, okay, talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a nice Labor Day holiday coming up, and right now the salmon fishing in the ocean has been incredible. Well, let's hope it holds up and through the holiday weekend. We never know, but it's also the fish are moving from the ocean into the rivers, and of course the harbors that I'm referring to for offshore coastal fishing are Eureka and Trinidad, and maybe Fort Bragg and Shelter Cove, There's different species out there too, like tuna can be caught off Shelter Cove maybe this coming weekend, but the salmon are moving out of the ocean up into their spawning rivers like the Klamath and the Sacramento, and we've got salmon coming out of our ears in the Klamath River right now.
Really? So it's anywhere you go in the Klamath to get it, you can have some good fishing.
Everywhere from the mouth of the river all the way to the top. I mean, these fish are moving. They're moving fast. And there's probably fewer at the top yet, but they're around Witchpeck, which is near the Hoopa Reservation on Highway 96 and north and all the way south. And also, they'll be followed by steelhead, So we're in for 5 or 6 months of great river fishing.
So what's the limit on these fish?
Well, you can catch 2 adults per day what they call a jack or a young fish.
Mm-hmm.
And it varies from river to river, so I want people to be careful to read the regulations. But, and the biggest excitement in my life, what that's been in the last 2 weeks?
I'm almost afraid to ask, Frank.
I caught a 97-pound halibut.
Oh.
The biggest, most hard-fighting fish I've ever caught in California.
Wow.
And I caught that off of Eureka using a tiny white scampi jig while I was fishing for rockfish. The halibut surprised me, took me about 30 minutes to land, and he almost spooled me before I got him turned around.
Well, now, hey, Frank, you said dove season was getting ready to open.
I'm sorry, you said what was getting...
Dove season. You said dove season's getting ready to open?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Dove season opens on Thursday and stays open for 15 days. And it appears that we have doves all over the North State. And so far, we haven't had any weather. It doesn't appear to be any heavy weather on the horizon. So the fish, doves should remain in the area, and we should have lots of folks getting limits of doves.
Okay, where are good spots to go hunting doves at?
Well, you know, I think the best places are in the valley, if you can find a spot, because there's so much food down there, anywhere from Red Bluff south. But there's also doves in the Modoc northeast corner, close to Redding, if you can find places to hunt. Probably the best deal is to have a membership in one of the clubs, but... there's just plenty of birds. If you're a good scout, you'll find your birds.
Okay. Hey, Frank, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to make this a quick one. We have people on the line here that want to ask you questions. Our guest is Frank Galusha. He has our outdoor show called My Outdoor Buddy. It's on Saturday mornings right here on KCNR, and he gives out just the greatest information of where the fish are, where to go to fish, for hunting, anything that has to do with outdoors. This is the place to go to from 6 to 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back. We have questions from John.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's recovering still. 7:54 in the morning. Our guest is Frank Galusha, who has My Outdoor Buddy, our outdoor show that we have every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. right here in KCNR. We get him early because Frank has all this information, the latest information. So if you go out fishing or hunting on Saturday and Sunday, you've got the information from Frank. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Good morning again, Carl.
Okay, we've got somebody on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Linda in recovery mode, and Bad Bob. Frank, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing great, John. Thank you.
Listen, one of the things I really like about your show is that you're open to any type of question and all sorts of varied and eclectic conditions that you're interested in. I've got a kind of off-the-wall one for you.
Okay.
I'm just going to change the subject a little bit. A few years back, you and your friend Dwayne up in Shingletown.
Yes.
Were invaded by and threatened by a large group of bikers with guns shooting out in the back area. And my concern is that when you contacted the sheriff, you were told that they didn't want to come up and do anything about it. Has that condition changed in Shingletown now? Are we safe up there?
Well, we're really in no man's land with respect to coverage because we're pretty far out in eastern Shasta County. We're on our own, and folks up here are armed and prepared. And we are also on patrol constantly, and we know each other, so we help protect one another. But it takes 45 minutes typically or longer for a sheriff's deputy to arrive. Our own local volunteer fire department is here in maybe 5 or 10 minutes if we have a heart attack or, you know, a medical emergency. But law enforcement is hard to come by here, except we do have good highway patrol coverage, I think.
I understood that you
did
that.
Catch all the customers leaving the bars late at night.
You've had no repeat of that, though, that situation, have you?
No, and you know, random firearms shooting up here is not uncommon, and I really don't think we were ever invaded by bikers. I think that's mischaracterization of the situation. We were just trying to fend off what was a proposed burn camp, which we know was a bunch of baloney. So, and incidents began to happen. Some intimidation incidents happened, but we don't know who was behind them. I had a couple of threats to my life and things like that. But you know, it was just baloney.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. And Carl, did I get that right? Did you kind of officially title my segment of your show Questions from John?
No, but why not?
Have a great day, bud.
Okay. Hey, Frank, we just got a couple minutes here. Let's give us some closing thoughts about My Outdoor Buddy, things that are coming up, things that you think are important for our people to know.
Well, there's a couple of things I'd like for people to be aware of, that we have some great trout fishing in the Warner Mountains and in our cold arms of our big lakes right now. Bass fishing is a little bit slow in most places, but Trinity Lake and Shasta Lake are great for trout fishing, and I urge people to get out and enjoy themselves. There's also a lot of good kokanee fishing at Trinity Lake right now. I'd like to let people know, too, that we're always interested in hearing from people that would like to work part-time or work from home and earn extra cash, help us produce our radio program and manage our website. And we have opportunities. We're making work. We're making jobs over here.
Well, you know, that's what we've been doing since we started this station, too. Hey, Frank, you said something, too, real quick. You said the waterfowl hunting this year should be just outstanding.
Yeah, waterfowl season will open in the northeast corner. That is on or about October 7th, I think it is, the first Saturday in October. And then the balance of the state zone will open a couple of weeks later. And we're going to have the best duck hunting we've had in many years. You know, all this is connected to the rain. We had tremendous rainfall all across the continent, so the ducks got to hatch a lot of broods. The doves are even having several hatches. The fish are doing great because of the rain. All of this is connected to the weather and the wonderful wet winter we had.
Okay, great. Now, the last question as it came in here was, and you've got, you're going to have your pictures of the of your best hunting dog, outdoor dog. What about the a photo essay of girls with guns?
Well, you know, that may be one of our subjects for later in the fall. We'll have a photo contest each month, and we'll pick a winner and give them a prize. This coming month, we may feature a big rack, like as in deer hunting. The guys that have caught, you know, got a big deer and have photographed their deer, we might have that. We haven't decided what our September contest is yet, to tell you the truth. We're still busy getting ready to judge our August contest.
Okay. Hey, Frank, we got to run here. Hey, thanks all so much for being on the show. And every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m., my outdoor buddy with Frank Galush. It's a great show. Tune in. Hey, this is Carl Lindebot. When we come back, we are going to be talking People of Progress. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Irene's gone, but
we're not through this yet.
Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin says the flooding there is the worst in a century.
We have over 160 roads in Vermont that are closed or not functioning the way we wish they were.
All the storms rain also leaving areas of western Massachusetts underwater, parts of New York, too.
We're trying to pump the water out and start to clean them up. You know, it's a lot of mud. This is difficult. It's really difficult.
He's in Queens. It's also bad in New Jersey.
The neighborhood where we are along the Passaic River has been taken over by floodwaters. Police tell us about 100 homes have been swamped.
Well, I mean, it all depends on the size of the house, but I mean, some water's up to second floors on the houses, some water's up to the roof.
Rescue teams getting people out of their homes right now by boats. This area is prone to flooding. Nearby Highway 46, one of many roadways throughout the state that's shut down, covered in floodwaters, but where we are, at least so far, no one's been hurt. In Wayne, New Jersey, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
President Obama just now starting to make a statement on the storm.
Hurricane Irene. As I said yesterday, we're going to make sure folks have all the support they need as they begin to assess and repair the damage left by the storm. And that's going to continue in the days ahead. It's going to take time to recover from a storm of this magnitude. The effects are still being felt across much of the country, including in New England and states like Vermont, where there's been an enormous amount of flooding. So our response continues. But I'm going to make sure that FEMA and other agencies are doing everything in their power to help people on the ground.
Now, crews are still trying to restore power all the way down to North Carolina. Wall Street is rallying in part because the estimated insured losses from Hurricane Irene, less than $3 billion, is less than feared. So we're seeing the Dow go up by about 156 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes, day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find great deals on Fram at Walmart.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's still a problem for Libya. Rebel leaders in Qatar asking NATO for more help, giving them cover, getting vital services restored. Gaddafi remains in hiding, and 50,000 prisoners he took remain unaccounted for. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in Tripoli.
And the rebels now tightening a noose around Sirte, a city that's still loyal to Gaddafi. I've seen lines of rebel gun trucks setting off for there from Tripoli, some loaded with brand new weapons seized from Gaddafi's armories. At one army base, I saw piles of crates of grenades, rifle rounds and pistols made in Belgium, Brazil, South Korea. Apparent evidence the regime spent vast sums on weaponry. And just nearby, an apparent execution site, 40 or 50 burned bodies of people suspected of opposing Gaddafi's regime, Dave.
Alistair, there's been fierce fighting in Yemen today. 26 al-Qaeda militants and 10 Yemeni soldiers are dead in a battle in an area militants have seized, taking advantage of Yemen's political turmoil. Crews are still stuck up in space. 6 astronauts because Russia's postponing sending a new crew to the International Space Station days after a Russian supply ship crashed. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And Dave, it'll be at least another week or so in orbit for 3 of those 6 crewmen.
I think where we'll probably end up is bringing the crew home in a little bit later in September.
NASA Space Station Manager Michael Suffredini says the timing depends on Russia testing a Soyuz rocket used to send loads of cargo to the ISS. Suffredini says if they have to, they could bring all 6 crewmen home, but he doesn't believe that will happen, Dave.
Rich, again, our top Fox story. President Obama has just made a statement on Hurricane Irene, saying it is going to take time to recover because of the magnitude of the damage, all the flooding and the power outages still being dealt with up and down the East Coast. The president making that statement as he also announces he wants Alan Krueger, a Princeton professor, to be the new top economic advisor at the White House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, Linda is recovering today. I know we're not going to say she's on assignment. She's recovering today from 1,000 miles on the back of a Harley. It wasn't planned like that, but that's what happened. A quick synopsis of that, of course, is heading to Yosemite. Yosemite's on fire, ended up in Tahoe, and riding back. All that was not exactly planned, but it worked out fine. A lot of great country, great things going on. It was a long ride coming in yesterday. Today is August 29th. It's 68 degrees. It's going to go up to what today, dear Bad Bob?
Carl, looking for today's high to brush the century mark right around 99 is what the National Weather Service is telling us. Tonight's low will be around 62 and a couple of degrees cooler tomorrow. Looks like we could hit about 97 degrees or so. Right now, 69 degrees downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 for reservations up there. They always have great food, and the music weekends are just outstanding. Either eat on the veranda or in the music room. The food is outstanding. On Thursday nights, they have pizza night in there, and they built a wood-fired pizza oven. One of those are hard to come by, and they do outstanding pizzas, outstanding food. The ambiance is just great out there. And Anselmo Vineyards, just a little trip out of Palo Cedro, well before you get to Shingletown. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're peachy.
Great. Well, I just wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Okay.
It will be held at the Destiny Fellowship Church, previously Bonneview Baptist, but now Destiny Fellowship, and that's at 2570 South Bonneview Road at 6 o'clock. And before I let you know what we're doing, I just had to make a point that last week we had a speaker, as we most often do, but we've begun to notice that our numbers are building again. It was really interesting last Monday night because we absolutely packed the place. And it's been a while since that's happened. And if you looked around at the people sitting in that large, large room, so many new faces, a lot of entire families. It was, a sign of the times, I think. A lot of people coming out.
Well, I think you're seeing
this because they know that we're heading in the wrong direction.
Well, it's going to be election year. It's going to start ramping up, and we have, people of all political persuasions are welcome here.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's got to be like that. I mean, if you have a radio station that does, if it does community and it does talk radio, if you don't have everybody in there, then you're not doing your job.
I agree with that.
I know you do, and I know the people that we have in here, in fact, today are going to probably take a somewhat of a different viewpoint on things as you all do. But you know what? If we can't have that and be civil about it, then we've gone too far at that point.
Well, and we can agree to disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah, I truly believe that, and without calling each other names or telling each other to go to hell.
Yeah.
So okay,
absolutely.
Okay, now what's going on tonight?
Well, we have a our Sheriff Tom Bosanko coming in this evening, and it's a little bit of a serious topic, not that most of them aren't, but last Tuesday morning I went to the Board of Supervisors meeting, and one of the things that they had on the agenda was a presentation by Supervisor Les Baugh. He had gone on a flyover with the sheriff and Josh Lowery, who's the assistant district attorney, and they flew over Shasta County to get a bird's eye view of some of the pot farms that are growing in this community, allegedly on a 215 permit. And as they showed the slide presentation, Carl, literally my chin was on the floor. Slide after slide after slide after slide after slide of huge pot farms all over Shasta County. There were some that were the size of football fields, and these were on private property. And not just in the outskirts of Shasta County, but some of them right smack in the middle of town. And I know that Tom is going to talk about that tonight. You know, I think we've legalized marijuana without actually legalizing it. But just the magnitude and the number of plants in these farms would absolutely astound you. And I think that he'll be showing that slide presentation tonight and giving us the skinny on what can be done, what will be done. You know, the stickiness of trying to...
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah,
because
it is.
And we were just talking. You know, we've got to run here. But Elizabeth, thanks one for calling us. But the other thing is talking to the Weaverville. We had the Trinity County Board of Supervisors Judy Morris on, and they've had to change their rules, and they're going after them because they said they're losing control of their county. So there's so they've got a new sheriff and they've got new rules, and so it's just a matter of. It's just a matter of people saying enough is enough.
Right.
Okay. All right, that's 6 o'clock tonight then, huh?
2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thank you so much, as usual. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that's before we go take a break. Let's go to Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 149 points at 11,433. The S&P 500 is up 18 at 1195, and the NASDAQ is up 48 at 2528. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 36 cents at $8.12, and Pfizer up 57 cents at 1878. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 1 cent at $9.76, and Bank of Commerce is up 12 cents at $3.58. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there, bringing the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.60%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $3 at $17.94.30. Silver is down 22 cents at $40.77, and crude oil is up $1.78 at $87.15. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kathy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guest, our Christine Mitchell from Citizens for Democracy, and Ray Thomas is here also representing Citizens for Democracy, but also the IBEW. He's their spokesman. So, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
This summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Viggers and a Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. Tickets are $18 to $30 at the Cascade Theater box office. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. The show will also include an art gallery in the lobby, a live music and art silent auction, and the Yak's Live Art Exposure Scholarship and Artist Selection will be presented, which will sponsor one local band recording three songs in 3 days at the Soundhouse Studio, as well as one local photographer and painter that will have a featured spread in an upcoming issue of Enjoy Magazine. Don't miss Yak's Live Art, a North State music and art experience at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 16th, a one-of-a-kind event. Get your tickets at Cascade Theater.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning, August the 29th. The phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, the chat room is going like crazy. And it looks like right now they're talking oil and why we have oil, why Libya has oil and we don't have oil. I mean, we're spending $1 million a day there. But I am really, really happy to introduce you to our next guest. Christine Mitchell, heads up the Citizens for Democracy. And Ray Thomas, who is a member of, I guess a member of this, can I say that, of Citizens for Democracy and a supporter. And also, you are the spokesman for IBEW.
Not today.
As a member. You're here as a concerned citizen.
Yeah, as a member of the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy.
Okay. Christine, tell us exactly what that is.
Well, we're an organization. We're a nonpartisan grassroots organization. We've been in existence since about April 2010. And what we do is work to enhance and protect the rights of the middle class, the poor, and the disenfranchised. And right now, our main focus is on the Rebuild the American Dream project. That's where over 130,000 people across the nation got together on the internet and in house parties and wrote the top 10 things that they would like to see the government do. And lots of organizations joined in on this, and we're part of that. And we're also part of Alliance for Retired Americans. We're a chapter, so right now we're working on jobs, investing in America's infrastructure, and telling people that Social Security is not broke, and we need to explain that politicians on all sides are really lying about the fact that Social Security has anything to do with the deficit. And we're tired of the rich and corporations not paying their fair share.
Okay. And now, see, who belongs to your organization now?
Who belongs to our or the American Dream?
Well, I'm sorry, the American Dream.
It's moveon.org.
Moveon.org? We've heard of that one before?
Yes, and we're a council of moveon.org. Citizens for Democracy is.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood, the AFT.
I was wondering when the first phone call was going to come. I thought I thought it was going to be a minute ago, but okay. Remember today, my friends, is that we've had the Tea Party on, and we're going to listen for everything for this contract for the American Dream, because I have questions, because how can somebody not agree with a lot of these things that you have? Okay, who do we have on the line first?
And we got John on the line, sir.
John.
Good morning again, Carl.
Hello.
I'd like to ask your guest.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Wait a minute. We're getting everybody's headphones back on. Okay. Now we're ready.
Okay. I'm back again, and I wanted to ask your guest a question. Is it my understanding that your group is also in favor of amnesty for illegal immigrants?
Well, we really haven't gotten into that issue, but, you know, I think that's a red herring. first of all, I read not long ago that a lot of immigrants are going home to Mexico because they only have 4-point-something% unemployment. And
That's an amusing anecdote, but the reality is that we have still an infusion of over 6,000 a day coming across the border illegally.
Well,
and there's not a whole lot being done about it, but I understood your group nationally is very much pushing Congress to create an amnesty bill to incorporate all illegal immigrants into the United States population.
Well, they may be. I can't speak to that because we're focused on jobs right now and Social Security.
You know, it just a point of reference here, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, and I'm going to get off the line here right after I say this to you, but jobs would be available if there weren't so many illegal immigrants taking them, and Social Security wouldn't be as strapped as it is if it would take and make an effort to stop illegal immigrants from utilizing the services of it. And that is where your group should probably focus more than anything else, is getting the illegal immigrants out of the country and stop being a burden on the legitimate taxpayers and let us have an opportunity to access our benefits without them in the way.
Well, I have to...
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Okay, Carl, thank you.
I have to answer that about
yes.
Social Security. I know from people in Social Security that illegal immigrants do not get Social Security. That is not true. You have to be a citizen to get Social Security. In fact, many illegal immigrants pay into Social Security because they work under somebody else's number and they never receive that money. So that goes into a fund that stays in this country.
How about let's just take a break because it's that time. We'll get into all of these here in a few minutes. We may have to dump the Dennis Miller Show off for a little bit. Nah. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Christine Mitchell from Citizens for Democracy, and also Ray Thomas, who is here as a concerned citizen and also a member of the Contract for America. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks.
Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's recovering. Our guest, Christine Mitchell from Citizens for Democracy, and Ray Thomas, who usually is repping IBEW, but he's here for a different reason today. They've come in to bring in the contract for the American Dream. And in this, they have gotten together a bunch of people, 131,000, who came up with 25,000 ideas, and they identified the 10 most critical steps to get our economy back on the track and restore the American Dream. And you're saying this is a bipartisan group.
I'm saying it's a nonpartisan group. We'll support anyone that supports our 10 tenets.
Okay. So, where do you go from here?
Well, I'll go back to what we have done and then tell you where we're going from here.
Okay.
We, across the nation, had three demonstrations at our representative's office, which you probably saw that we had three at Wally Herger's office. We're asking for jobs. That's our main focus right now. We want jobs, not cuts. We're tired of cuts. If we created jobs in the infrastructure, it would put more people to work. It would put private businesses, help private businesses, because these people would spend money. It would help cut down the deficit. And most economists that I hear say, right now, we need to put money into jobs, worry about the deficit in a year or so. So right now, that's where we're going. We're pushing for jobs, not cuts. And I would like to say that Representative Jan Schakowsky of Illinois has a great bill she's put forth, Emergency Jobs to Restore the American Dream. She has it all written how she could create 2.2 million jobs. So that's it.
So when you all were protesting in front of Herger's office, were there same protests in front of Feinstein and...
Yes, there were.
There were?
There were.
By you all?
By
your group?
All over the...
But that didn't make the paper.
I know, isn't that funny? But the local paper isn't going to...
It is local.
And we don't have a Feinstein.
Okay, so people were protesting in front of Feinstein and Boxer's office.
Yeah, they were. All over.
Now some of the things you want to do is... invest in America's infrastructure. Wait a minute, let's go back to those jobs there. I haven't had a chance to read that yet. The 2.2 million jobs, are those government jobs?
Yes, they are.
So does the government build the economy?
Right now, that's what has to be done. That's what happened after the Depression.
Hasn't the government been doing this for 3 years?
No, they haven't, because...
All those trillions of dollars?
The stimulus was not big enough. There were too many things that couldn't be passed because... We had to have a 60 vote.
But you had that.
No, we didn't.
Well, but the Democrats controlled the Congress.
We're not Democrats.
I'm saying is the Democrats had that. So, all that legislation was written. You're saying the legislation then was not done correctly?
The Democrats didn't have that because you have to have a 2/3 vote in the Senate, and some Democrats wouldn't let it through. And one person can filibuster if you don't have a 2/3 vote. So that's why things wouldn't get through. And the Democrats did a lot of things we weren't happy with.
Okay. Now, let's go through the 10. Okay, we've got like 100 people on the phone here. Bruce, your turn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, are they going to protest GE or the legislators that support GE when they're going to... They took their $140 billion in the Obama bailout, and now they're going into a joint venture with the Chinese to go a direct competition with Boeing and Airbus on building jet airplanes, and they're going to take all this technology over there that can be used in military military hardware with the Chinese.
Absolutely, we protest that. Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's good. Are you going to get after the people that we know that the direct cost for illegal immigration in California is $10.5 billion?
This is Ray Thomas. The Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, the group itself, would be against all of those types of extremes. The reason I joined the group soon after it came together was because I had been attending many of the Reading Tea Party Patriot meetings, and there were some good things going on there. As you know, there's an alliance between the further left, ACLU, and the Tea Party Patriots. There's some alliances that that are being formed. I joined because I think that the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, they find middle ground. They support veterans. Mike Wiley is an amazing fellow, and he's held several collaboratives to support veteran services. And as far as the 10 tenets that that we support, the contract for the American dream, the return to fair taxes, and the elimination of the Bush tax cuts, which became the Obama tax cuts, needs to take place.
Okay. Hey, Bruce, we've got to take a break here for the news. Thanks for your phone call. We've got other people lined up here. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Obama reassuring residents of the Eastern Seaboard help is on the way in the aftermath of Hurricane Irene.
It's going to take time to recover from a storm of this magnitude. The effects are still being felt across much of the country, including in New England, and states like Vermont, where there's been an enormous amount of flooding.
The president speaking in the Rose Garden a short time ago, northern New England hit hard by the storm. Vermont dealing with its worst flooding in 100 years. Three historic covered bridges coming down.
In areas where you know that there's infrastructure challenges, stay out of harm's way, stay away from downed power lines. Be smart, be prudent, and we won't have any more loss of life.
Governor Peter Shumlin, the Green Mountain State, had considered flooding the capital to relieve pressure on a dam, but it ended up not being necessary. This is a Fox News alert.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460.com. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Take a step back in time. They give great service, great conversation, man's last stronghold. That Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today, Christine Mitchell from Citizens for Democracy, and Ray Thomas, who is here not representing his usual group, IBEW, but we're talking about Contract for the American Dream. And they've come up with 10 different subjects. And this is a, I think you said it was nonpartisan, even though that, you know, you may say some of the ones that are members of your group are pretty partisan groups, including MoveOn.org. And what would you say of the 10 there? Would you say they're in the order of most importance of the 10 things that you believe in that should be done?
Yes. Not only did people come up with these 10, they ranked them in order of importance
okay.
to people across the nation. So right now we think the most important thing is to invest in America's infrastructure and create jobs.
Okay. And investing in the infrastructure is putting people to work building the infrastructure?
Building the infrastructure.
Or going out to private companies to do that?
Well, you know what? Even if you went to private companies, your taxpayer dollars would be paying, so what difference does it make?
I think it's a great idea. If these are things that have to be done, but not just hire people on, that they should be done via private industry.
Maybe they could work out something like that. But we've got to look at it. We've got to, either way, it's going to be government taxpayer money that's paying for it.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Okay, let's go to Pete. Pete, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I enjoy listening to your guests. I'd like to say everybody in the country now is concerned about people having jobs and whatnot. Unfortunately, listening to your guests, from their point of view, I think that they overlook one thing. That anybody who's going to hire somebody, the person they hire has to produce more for that employer than they pay him. In other words, if the employer's paying the guy $8 an hour, he's going to have to generate, you know, $10 or $12 or $14, whatever it is, in earnings, or the guy can't afford to keep him. I used to be a member of the largest laborers union in the country, 652 in Southern California, so I am a former union member. And I worked in construction. And I just want to give you one little vignette, and I'll hang up. And this is because I heard a fellow there from the electrical workers. I was working on a high-rise in Southern California. It was going to be a hotel. And the hotel wanted to make money, so even though we were up maybe working on the 14th floor, the bottom floors were already being rented out for rooms. And so as we were finishing it, they hired professional movers, Beacons, I think it was. These guys were coming in and moving the furniture into the rooms. Well, one of the electrical workers happened to walk by one of the rooms and saw one of the Beacons workers set a lamp on the lamp by the bed and plug it into the wall. They stopped the job because they said that was an electrical worker's job to plug in the lamp. And it was interesting because we were coming up to a three-day weekend. It was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They shut down the job, basically, so they could all leave in the middle of the day and get a head start on wherever they were going. But the rest of us lost half a day's wages. The whole job was shut down. And that's the kind of problem. I mean, I could tell you a dozen stories like that, but I'm calling because you had a representative from the Electrical Workers Union there. And until the unions get past that kind of thinking, jobs are going to be continued to shift out of here. I mean, I can't imagine the cost on that job, not only me, all the other workers and the company, by shutting the whole thing down for half a day because they found that one little rule was violated. So that's my comment. I'll take your comments on the air. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pete.
My comment to that would be that it's you hear anecdotal stories like that from time to time, but certainly doesn't happen in the private sector, right, Carl?
No, nothing like that ever happens.
Okay.
I'm just reading the chat room right now. You guys are really firing up in there. Okay, you know, when we talk about this, investing in America's infrastructure, create 21st century energy jobs, invest in public education. When you say invest, offer Medicare for all. So you're looking for government socialized medicine.
That's right.
You can only get 131,000 people that believed in that out of all the millions in America?
I don't think so. I mean,
I'm just
you
kidding.
Know.
I'm just kidding.
There aren't millions of Tea Party members either.
Well, there must be, according to Maxine Walters. They're all going to go to hell, too. That's a great spokesman, huh? Is she a member of your party or this contract for the American Dream?
I have no idea.
Okay,
just wondering. But, you know, we all say things we shouldn't say.
Yeah, I know. Except Bad Bob. He doesn't say anything he shouldn't say. How about end the wars and invest at home? Aren't you tired of Obama's wars by this point?
Absolutely. They are. I am, and they're his wars now, you know. I mean, we're just as mad as the Democrats, at the Democrats, as we are at Republicans. So, like I said.
I think it's, you know what, I think we're kind of like in a fix here, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I mean, what are our choices?
You know, and I mean,
I don't agree with, I mean, if you just read what you've written here. Nobody really can accept for Medicare for all. Probably you couldn't argue with any of these things. But it's, you know, the people that are implementing it are the same people that have gotten us into this. I don't see them leaving. Do you see them leaving, Ray? Do you think Barney Frank's going
to
leave?
We're going to have to change the opinion of our legislators. You talk about the Iraq and Afghan wars. Through 2011, those wars are going to add up to $1.26 trillion. If you look at the Bush tax cuts, which became the Obama tax cuts in his negotiations with the Republicans, those are going to total $2.8 trillion. That's 20% of the national debt. So... If we start doing proper taxation of the mega wealthy, I think that you start to bridge some of these inequities that we have financially. I think the one thing that we have in common, whether it's the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy or the Reading Tea Party Patriots or the Bostonians, we all go to work every morning. We all pay our taxes. Like Bob was talking during the break, we pay a lot of taxes. Everybody should pay their fair share. That's why that seventh tenet of the contract for the American Dream is most important to me. These mega wealthy need to pay their taxes. They pay about one-fifth to one-sixth of what they used to pay, and these tax cuts have to stop. And it's nonpartisan. It's both.
Well, what about, and I've got to take a break here, but what about this? Is that 50% of the people don't pay taxes? 52% of people don't pay. Shouldn't they pay?
They do. They pay payroll taxes. They pay sales taxes. They pay.
People get that money back.
52%. They don't get their payroll tax. They may not pay.
52% of the people here don't pay any income taxes.
They may not pay income tax, but they pay payroll taxes.
Should everybody pay to their? Shouldn't everybody pay? if we're all gonna get bitten. Shouldn't we all get bitten?
Why don't we talk about biting the rich and then go down instead of starting at the bottom and going up?
Well, I'm not saying starting at the... You know what? Shouldn't everybody have a part of this American Dream, though?
Sure they should.
Well, the ones that have the American Dream are the mega millionaires like Henry Block.
That's
He's a Republican, Henry Block from H&R Block. You can view his YouTubes. He is saying that the tax rates for the mega rich are ridiculous. He joins Buffett in saying that there should be an increase in taxes. He's paying less than you and I.
Well, you know what? I have the American dream.
So
I have the American dream.
So do I.
I'm not a mega millionaire. I'm paying taxes. I don't see why other people in this country who receive the largeness of this country aren't paying.
Well, the largesse isn't in multimillionaires.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but then if you're going to be a member of this society, then you should be, and if you're going to take things from this society, have the opportunities of this society, then okay, everybody should pay. Is this going to be like then these people here are going to pay more because they're successful?
That's right. They owe the country more
they
for what
the country
gave them. We're all in this together.
Okay, I do have to take a break. Carl Linda Bott. Our guests are Ray Thomas and Christine Mitchell. They're here for the contract for the American dream. Join us after these messages.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmark's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, welcome back. Carl and about Linda's on recovery mode today. 8:47 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Lea. He's our eye guy of choice. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, 223-2325. Been in business for 20 years. If he is the guy that you want to get your eyes checked, go to Joseph Lea. On-site lab. He's got glasses for the whole family. He can start checking your children's eyes
you know, before school. You can check your parents' eyes. You know, everybody needs to have their eyes taken care of, and Dr. Joseph Lay is the man to do it. Glasses for the whole family. Again, insurance may be a problem, not with Dr. Joseph Lea. 223-2325. A great doctor, and we trust him. Our guests today are Christine Mitchell, Citizens for Democracy, and Ray Thomas, who is the spokesman for IBEW, but he's not here today representing them, though kind of maybe in the back of his mind he is. 23 polls say people support higher taxes to reduce the deficit. And according to Gallup, CNN, McClatchy, Marist, New York Times, CBS News, CNN, and all the dates are and all of them from the average is, I guess, is August 10th is be the average kind of time. Some or all taxes, according to depending on which poll, 66% say they want some or all taxes raised. No taxes, all spending, 33. In other words, this is, can we cut the amount of money we're spending by just, can we cut the deficit? I assume this is what it has to do, is to raise the tax level or cut the spending. Some people are saying, no, you got to do a combination of both, I guess, is what this one says. And the other one says, oh, we make enough money. Let's just cut how much money we spend. So what do you think? Okay, one of you's got to do it. This is radio. It doesn't. It's, somebody has to talk. I'll fill that vacuum.
Get that one, Bob.
I say we need to raise the taxes on the wealthy.
How about cut spending?
I'm not against cutting spending either, but we need to look at where the waste is. Don't just go crazy cutting things that don't need to be cut.
How about the Defense Department? Cut that.
Absolutely. There's a lot of ways. I don't know how much cut it in half, but we need people to look at it seriously, not just say, I'm going to cut this and that. And we need to raise taxes on the wealthy. I'd like
What's the wealthy? Wait a minute. Let me know. What's
wealthy?
Well, I
think anybody making over $1 million has quite a bit of money. We've got corporations that aren't paying any taxes. And by the
Somebody
way,
somebody said here corporations don't pay taxes. It's a different thing. Do corporations pay taxes?
A lot of them don't pay any taxes because they have subsidies. They have tax write-off. By the way, have the Bush tax cuts created any jobs? I keep hearing the tax
cuts. Wait a minute. No,
cuts.
It's the Obama tax
okay,
cuts.
Okay, now the Obama.
Let's just forget Bush. This is all Obama. And by the way, for Mr. Obama, his rating right now is 43% approval. Congress is at 12% approval. And 74% of the country thinks that the country's going in the wrong direction.
I agree with all that.
I don't think you'll find too many
that
won't.
I'm not happy with Obama either.
Okay. So the tax cuts you think are a bad idea?
I think the tax cuts are a horrible idea. We're the lowest tax rate since, I think.
For individuals, right? Businesses, aren't businesses in the United States at one of the highest tax rates in the world?
Whether,
at 27%?
Whether they are or not, they have so
it's
many loopholes, they do not get taxed that percentage. Businesses like Exxon end up with no taxes. There's all kinds of businesses. By the time their army of CPAs figure out their taxes, they don't pay any.
How about a flat tax?
Fine.
I think there's some common sense to that that approach. Henry Block, the founder of H&R Block, mega multimillionaire, and Republican, believes that the wealthy pay too little, maybe a fifth or a sixth of what they should be paying. He joins Warren Buffett, says that the tax cuts should be eliminated. And again, we'd be looking at $2.8 trillion more dollars in our coffers today if the tax cuts under Bush and Obama had not been instituted. That's 2.5 times, almost 2.3 times, what the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have cost in 2011.
All right, got to take a break. Our guests, Ray Thomas and Christine Mitchell, they're here talking about a new contract with America, Contract for the American Dream. Carl Lindebot, 8:52 in the morning, August the 29th, about 70-something degrees. Join us after these messages.
Just a small town girl. Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl and the bot. 8:56 in the morning. Free Fire Radio, KCNR. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. Espresso Joe's, that great coffee. Great drinks in the afternoon. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, if not the whole western part of the United States.
You know what I regret, Carl? They're not on this side of town, so we could go grab something in the mornings. Wouldn't that be great?
God, wouldn't that be great? You know, just because, you know, they take care of you there. You know, all the girls there know what they're doing, and it's professional and the whole thing. And Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount there. Okay, we did our last few minutes here. It's been a lively show. I just read something here. If you know what? Here's the thing about statistics. 90% of the statistics are made up right then, you know.
Yeah.
Or I could say 85 because I just made it up. But somebody said here, if you used every bit of money that's coming into the government, anything that the money spends, we could pay off the deficit in 356 years. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Okay, hey, my guest, and I'm so happy to have you all here because, you know what, I like these discussions. You know?
Good radio.
It's good discussions. You know, we have, you know, Christine Mitchell from Citizens for Democracy and Ray Thomas, who is here for the Contract for American Dream, but also he's the rep for IBEW. And we, are, you know, we talked about all those rich people.
He talked
about me being rich. I said, hey, look, I'll trade jobs or I'll trade salaries today. Anyway, okay, let's talk about one thing before we let you all go. There's going to be a family fun at the 26th Annual Labor Day Picnic.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah, first I'm going to say hi to Jenny and Lexi. They're streaming live, listening to you in Vacaville.
Hey!
But I want to invite everybody out there, Republican and Democrat, people that work for a living, people that are retired workers, come out to the September 5th Five-County Central Labor Council Labor Day picnic at the Anderson River Park. It's 11 to 4. Bring your kids. There's a water slide. There's a fishing tournament, watermelon eating contest, live music. It's a great event for working people, nonpartisan.
Okay, Bad Bob, you can't go to that watermelon eating contest. It's not for professionals. Okay.
All right. Darn, I'm pretty good at spitting seeds.
Okay. Now, okay, last thoughts here.
Well, I just want to say if it had been up to me on Contract for America, I would have put number 10 at the top, strengthen democracy. Until we clean up our elections and we have a constitutional amendment that says corporations are not people, we're never going to change politics, because even the most honest politicians have to take the money from those corporations. We need public financing.
More tax money.
My okay. last thoughts are, if you get the chance, get on the internet, look at Chester County Citizens for Democracy, look at what they do for our local veterans,
yes.
The support for older Americans. It's a good organization.
Hey, when are we going to see an organized march from the citizens, Chester County Citizens for Democracy against the Obama administration?
Well,
next
you know,
week?
We do.
I'll march
we
with
do
you.
That every March when we protest the wars.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Thank you so much, Christine and Ray, for being here today. Tomorrow.